we're in the middle of this complicated topic, which there are a lot of moving pieces in this topic. It's not my fault. It just is. We're trying to figure out, you know, whether or not there are, you know, A, the status of a whole bunch of obstacles to Yibum or challenges to Yibum, and whether or not there aren't, you know, like a hierarchy or a range of different, typically, again, it's something would be either Misyabemes and Choletzes or not. We know that there's a category of Misyabemes and not Choletzes. I'm sorry, Enum Misyabemes and Choletzes. Whether that's Doraisa or Drabanan or what's included in that, that we still, we've seen a lot and we have to see more. But part of it depends also just on Ase Velos Ase and Ase being, you know, examples and whether they're Doraisa or Drabanan in terms of the Chalitza. But again, this question of, you know, whether or not there are, you know, kind of in-between categories, things where, you know, again, as we said last time, you know, on both sides of the equation, like, is it conceivable that in certain cases where there's no Yibum, you know, that even if there's Chalitza Doraisa, that Joey's here. Okay, good to see you. Even though there is a Chalitza, is it conceivable that in cases where there's no Yibum Doraisa, that there can be also Eishes Hach? That's one extreme. And, you know, what would that, if that is true, you know, what are the implications of that for how easy it is, you know, to ease back into or to revert back into Eishes Hach? But also, what implication does that have for the Chalitza part? How, the idea of Chalitza Doraisa and Eishes Hach existing at the same time is obviously extremely problematic because Eishes Hach implies, you know, no Zika, and Chalitza implies yes Zika. So, you know, does that mean there are two Zikos, a Zika for Yibum and a Zika for Chalitza? Is it Xeris HaPasuv of, you know, of Chalitza, Beli Zika? What is that? So that's something that we need to further investigate. But anytime you have that phenomenon, you know, again, you have to talk about those two things, how easy it is, the Dechuya part, I guess, of Eishes Hach. Or, you know, but especially, again, this combination. And on the other side, what we were, you know, discussing is where you can have, can you have a Yibum, can you have a situation of Iser Yibum, or there's no Yibum, or Chiyub Yibum, Doraisa, but that, you know, im avar b'yibeim, that it'll be some sort of a chalos. And if so, a chalos, you know, only with regard to the misyabemes, or even with regard to the tzara. So that's kind of what we are in the middle of. That also is, like the Eishes Hach, that's also like a very interesting, what does it mean to have, you know, a situation where doraisa, there's no chiyum yibum, and yet there is a kiyum or a chalos yibum, either partial or full. So that's kind of what we're in the middle of, and we're testing cases like the Havamina of the Gemara that, you know, Rav Gidl Amarab, that, you know, Labin are an exception to Ase Dechalos Ase. That's one case that we're looking at very seriously. We want to know how much of Rav Gidl Amarab also exists once the Gemara goes back on that idea. Is Rav Gidl Amarab then transferred to other things? Even if Rav Gidl Amarab is transferred to other things, again, we'll speak more about each of these as we have, you know, there's still a question, and that is that the original Rav Gidl Amarab, you know, had to do not only with Chalitza, but with Yibum. That's clear. Meaning it was an exception, you know, to the rule of Kola Ola Yibum, Ola Chalitza. You know, and if you're going to continue to cling to any kind of Rav Gidl Amarav, it's certainly going to have that aspect, you know, as well. And then, you know, how much of a rule, how much of an exception, and so on and so forth, what is criteria, and so on and so forth. But originally, the original Rav Gidl Amarav, this is just important to identify, you know, also had a Yibum component. Namely, it was telling us that the Iser Yibum, you know, again, the second part is telling us that, you know, Beli Yibum, there can still be Doraisa Chalitza. And the first part is telling us that even though, according to the normal rules of Kola Torah Kula, you know, of Dechia and so on, you know, that Yibum is different. Yibum is more Chamor, that we apply a higher standard. So the question is, even if Rav Gidl Amarav, there's one possibility that Rav Gidl Amarav simply doesn't apply, you know, at all, L'maskadas HaGemara, right? That's 2 days in the Ramban already in that sugya, and other Rishonim as well. The majority view of the Rishonim, you know, is like the Bahag that they quote in others, but Tosos, Bahag, the primary view of even most of the Chachmei Sfarad, but not the only view, is that Rav Gidol HaMarav makes the cut, that we still believe in that drasha. But then the question is twofold. Number one, what does it apply to? Like, what are the cases of Rav Gidol HaMarav L'maskana, if it applies? And B, is it only a din in Chalitza, and what, you know, is the criteria? That's question number two, right? Only Aseh V'Lav, or also Aseh? What about, you know, things like Machzik U'Shasa or the Ravid's, you know, Sota? Are they going to be under the Rav Gidol HaMarav, you know, rubric? What stays under that, you know, rubric? So that's, you know, part of the question. So does Rav Gidol HaMarav also, but the other question is, does Rav Gidol HaMarav retain its first significance? Because since these other cases, mostly, at least if we're talking about Aseh or Aseh V'Lav, do fit the pattern of Kol HaTorah Kula, so you could say that, you know, even if Rav Gidol HaMarav applies, it applies to the Chalitza part, you don't need it for the Yibum part, right? But once you have it, you know, is it possible that Rav Gidol HaMarav is being applied on the Yibum part too? You say L'mai Nafka Mina, either way, you know, there's objective reason to exclude Yibum in these cases. The answer is, it could be a huge Nafka Mina if the perspective of why there's no Yibum, you know, depends on Rav Gidol HaMarav or Kol HaTorah Kula. In other words, what is the din in Kol HaTorah Kula, you know, if of our, you know, if like you're not allowed ein aseh docha aseh, but im avar v'asar, im ein aseh docha los aseh v'aseh, what happens im avar, and he did the aseh. So if, you know, if, or again, we have another example of this, right? Normally aseh docha los aseh, but not b'efshar, you know, I'm sorry, only b'efshar l'kayim shneim. And let's say I have a case of efshar l'kayim shneim, right? So what happens then in Avar, you know, the Asa? Right? A case that the Gemara speaks about right here with regard to the problem of Chalitza, right? And the Achronim ask it not only about Chalitza, right? You know, Efshar B'Chalitza, that's discussion of the Gemara, but also things like, well, you know, you have the option of the Tzara, or you have the option of the brothers. And whether that's the same is also a question. Okay, so again, what, you know, the point is, in all of these cases, applying Rav Gidol HaMarav might add, you know, an important dimension. We'll see this more concretely in just a minute. But in our Gemara, the original, you know, Lokana statements were all connected to Rav Gidol HaMarav. And then in the transition, you know, when the Gemara, you know, backtracks from, you know, the lav part, because aseh is dochalav in Yibum, and the Gemara still continues to apply the principle of lokana, at least seemingly, or by implication, in aseh v'lav, and certainly also in efshar l'kayim shnehem, at least, right? So is that just because the Gemara is now applying it to Rav Gidol and assuming that the application to Rav Gidol not only exists, but it applies also not on the Chalitza side alone, but on the Yibum side alone? But in Achanami, if we didn't apply that, then we would say Kana. And if we'd say Kana, what do we mean by Kana, right? Right? Kana regarding, you know, everything, or Kana only with regard at least to the Nisyavemes themselves? That's a separate question. Because the Diuk in the Gemara is that sometimes the Gemara speaks about the impact on Tzara, other times the Gemara speaks about the impact on herself. Two cases in the Gemara. In Tzuadaka case, they speak about her. In the initial case, right, of Aseh V'Lav, you know, Stam, you know, the earlier cases, they're speaking about, you know, the Tzara. And especially, of course, in light of the Rambam, all this becomes even more acute. So in addition to all that, to throw into the mix, you know, is also, what about Safek Sota? You know, if it's a true Ein Yibum, but there is Chalitza, especially B'Doraisa, like the Rajbah, a couple of days. And what about Sota Vadai? according to the Ravid and according to the, you know, and what about Sota Vada, even according to the mainstream view? That was the Mari Galant. Right? And also, what about Maksu Grushaso? Right? And what about Safek Sota? And Safek Sota, according to the different explanations of the Gemara. Okay. So there are a lot of moving pieces. I just can't help it, but there are. Okay. So let's zero in on a few. We had been zeroing in on a bunch of them, but let's, you know, just add a little to what we've been saying and then also get some of the early Achronim, you know, in on this discussion, because they flesh a lot of it out. In the Rishonim, it's not... In the Rishonim, you have the Shitas HaRambam, you have Bali Tosis, you have a couple of lines in the Rajba and the Ramban, one line in the Meiri, we'll speak about in a minute. At the Achronim, really, you know, debate these questions, the Bishmul, the Taz, the, you know, the Nota Behuda, the Avnei Biluim, the Keren Ora, they're really very... just important to know what they say, just to even... you know, have clarity on the facts. But then, you know, if we look at it in the hierarchy, like a very grand, I think, picture emerges, which is more complex, not my fault, but just is. But again, it enriches our understanding. Okay, so let's go back to a few points. So firstly, just to add through a few things. The Bali Tosis Halatar, as we've said, equate ase and ase vela. That's ein ase dochalos ase viase, and ein ase dochase are equated by our Tosis on Dav Ches, on the base, several times here on Chof on the base. You know, in the end, Tosis thinks that Rav Gidol applies at least on the Chalitza side. Again, it's hard to know what he thinks about the Yibum side, but for the ase and the, you know, ase v'lav, that is equal. There's no evidence of that at all in the Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't talk about a case of ase v'ase. It speaks about, you know, ase dochalos ase. I'm talking about the Gemara Dafcha. It speaks about, you know, ase dochalos ase v'ase, obviously, amana v'sua. And it speaks about ase ein dochel los ase b'mokom she'efshar l'kayim shnei. Doesn't speak about ase at all. So it's the Bali Tosfos call. They're the ones who, you know, have suggested this. And again, they have it earlier. Tani sent me a note to mention to me, which is correct, that there are other Tosfosin as well, even in Yevamos, like Tosfos on Vav Omer Aleph in Yevamos, we'll see in a moment, and Tosfos on Mem Dalid. I think he pointed out to me Mem Dalid Omer Aleph, Tosfos equates, you know, lab and ase, you know, as well. It's definitely something that is very pervasive in the sukkah. And Vav Amud Aleph, when Tosfos talks about the broad, when the Gemara talks about the broader issues, I hope to get back to that at some point, of ase dochalos ase, you know, some of the other cases that they go back and forth, because that's the main makar of finding a makar, etc. So again, Bali Tosfos mostly, you know, take this same position. And the sharp contrast, of course, is Shitas HaRambam, which is seems to assume that, you know, ase is treated like ase dochalos ase, you know, in this sugya. Even though, again, it's explicit in a number of Gemaras that when you have an ase against an ase, that you don't say ein ase dochase. It's a shakavataria in the Gemara, in the Chulin, the same sugya that Bali Tosfos talk about their Kiddush. I'll get back to that in a second. But in the sugya in the Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph, where you have that Rivah, you know, the Gemara seems to have a shakavataria about, seems to have two deus, whether you say ase dochase, but the Gemara seems to conclude that ein ase dochase, right? The Gemara says, like, my umma hayase mehayase, which, as we noted already, is a very important formulation. So that's the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, and the Gemara in Psachim Nun Tes Omer Aleph similarly. And, you know, Lahalacha, this is generally codified, that Ein Asei Doche Asei. The Rambam also paskins this way. The Nota Behuda points this out as well. Nota Behuda says a lot of the things that I, you know, originally wanted to say, I found later Nota Behuda has doesn't have all of it, but he has a good chunk of it, and the Keren Ora has a chunk of it too. But again, if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shechita, he also says this, Perek Yud Gimel, Halakha Yates, that, Ein Aseh Docha, Aseh. So the idea of Balei Tosfos to equate Aseh on the one and Aseh and Los Aseh, has strong roots. At the same time, even if it's true that in both cases there's no dechia, and this is the point that we were making, and that Rabbi Yehuda also makes, and the Avnei Miluim, and that is that just because both of them we say ein aseh docha, doesn't mean that they are identical, right? And that our whole discussion about all these cases is, if you look at them in the most superficial way, and I don't mean that critically, I mean, I just, is this true? Meaning, if you're looking at them in terms of, what the rules of dechia are, or what the result of the rules of dechia are, so there are a lot of things that you could equate, right? Ein aseh docha aseh, ein aseh docha aseh v'lav, ein aseh, docha lo saseh be'efshel lekayim shneihem, and so on. So it's fair to think that, if all the results are the same, that the dinim are the same. And even if it isn't, that maybe, all that's important is that result. However, it's also reasonable to wonder, whether or not there aren't chilukim. And then especially when you're faced with contrary evidence, that becomes obviously a good motivation to rethink and to examine, these things. So if, ein aseh docha aseh, but, and ein aseh docha lo saseh v'yaseh, and ein aseh docha lo saseh v'efshel l'kayim shneihem, if all these are true, but logically they work differently, so, the b'dieved might be different, and many other things might be different, as well. Again, b'efshel l'kayim, re'efshel l'kayim shneihem, you could say there's no basis even for being mitzarei for these things. There's no mechayev even to look at them. In the case of aseh and aseh velos aseh, right? So again, the fact that the Gemara in a few places, is more mistapek about aseh and aseh than it is about aseh and los aseh. And bigger point, which we'll read in a minute in Nota Bihuda, which is, the Gemara needs to provide a makar for ein aseh docha los aseh v'aseh. Ein aseh docha aseh, the Gemara doesn't have a makor for that. They use the svara, my ulme hayaseh mehayaseh. Right. So the idea that the result looks the same, but in one case it's a question of sheval tase adif or something like that. Whereas in the others it's a question of you don't have enough firepower to justify this particular action. And in the third case it's you don't have the counter pressure to begin with, there's no reason, there's no excuse. It's not like you have to weigh the assay and the lab if it's efshel l'kayim shneihem, because it's efshel l'kayim, that's a question. But you could say in a situation where it's efshel l'kayim shneihem, so there's no clash. So, you're just, you don't look at the violation of the lab as being mitzuref to the kiyum ha'asay. It's, it's a less urgent kiyum ha'asay, or it's not mitzuref to the kiyum aseh at all, because there are other ways to fulfill it, and therefore it's just a gratuitous violation of the law. So what I'm trying to say is that these three cases that seem very similar, that have the same result, might be fundamentally different. Why do the Balei Tosfos think then, that you should just equate these two things? Is it just because of the result? So I think there are three maybe overlapping ideas here, to think about. One is that if you, again, there is this major machlokas that we've referred to, already in the Balei Tosfos and logically, and that is ein aseh docha lo saseh v'aseh itself is subject to this massive argument, right? And that is, look at the aseh and the lav on the one side as being too formidable, and therefore the aseh can't justify overriding it, right? That's one way to look at it. you know, in which case you might want to compare it to something like, this is also part of the, you know, mix. The Gemara had a havam, you know, that ase docha los ase sheish bakares. Right? But lamaskana we say, ein ase docha los ase sheish bakares. Right? What's the relationship between that, you know, and ase v'lav? Like when the Gemara thought ase docha los ase sheish bakares, did they think pashut that it's docha ase v'lav? Right? You would think so from a chomer point of view, but not necessarily. And especially not necessarily if there is, you know, a structural problem or two against one and so on and so forth. So this is that. That's actually one of the things that Tosis discusses on Vav Amud Aleph in that sugya and other Rishonim as well. But, you know, meaning the point is that, halacha, we don't have this problem because ein ase docha lo sase, you know, sheyesh bakares. But you could say, oh, but the ase v'lav, it's midin, a different kind of a chomer, right? Or you could say, you know, like the Riva does, and that is that the ase is docha b'lav, but you're left with an ase, you know, and ein ase docha ase my uma hai mihai. If you look at the Riva and that tosis in chulin, did I bring it? I forgot. But even in that tosis in chulin on kuf mem aleph on ben aleph, we're told where the Riva has this idea, there are two formulations. Right? One is that there's no malchus in ase docha, you know, los ase v'ase. Ein ase docha los ase v'ase, but in avar v'asa, in other words, that there's no malchus. And that's because the lab is kiman, is it up there? Kiman delesa. That's one view. And the other view is that, no, it's not kiman delesa, but there's no malchus. That's also very interesting. Either way, the Balitosis aren't sure about it, even in Chulin, as you can see. And if you look at the Rambam, I should have brought that too, but I think I have it on my phone. If you look at the Rambam in, if you look at the Mishnah Melech, in, I just want to have an interesting discussion, but of course the Mechaskinuch talks about it all over the place. But if you look at the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha, one second. Halacha Dalet, right? Yeah. You have it there? Ezra, go ahead. What's the Rambam say?
I don't have it there.
Oh, okay. Here it is. So the Rambam says, you know, that the Rambam talks about, you know, Shofar, Shofar, Shoshani, Mechalam, and Sayom. This is Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Shofar Shabbat Shani Mechalam Mitzvah Yom Tov, Ve'afilu B'davar Shu Mishum Shvus, Ketzad, Aya Shofar Brosha Ilan, Me'ever L'Nahar. So you want to do the mitzvah Saseh of Shofar, but you have an obstacle of a Din D'Rabbanan, you know, that prevents you. The Ein Tzar Klomar, doesn't matter, Ein She'ein Chot Chinosa Ve'inosa B'Malacha, V'bnei Shetkiya Shofar Mitzvah Saseh, V'yom Tov Tizan Aseh V'lo Saseh, V'in Aseh Do Chalo Saseh V'aseh. So then you have a whole discussion, the Mishnah Melech there gives you some marmakomos. Here, one second. Here, one second. Right? The Eishli is stopek, b'chadakayim l'neina aseh dokalos aseh v'yaseh, im ovar b'dokalos aseh im loke olav. B'yam rinu akibit akayim l'neina aseh aseh v'dokalos aseh, nimse she'en kan lav klal, el aseh l'chudei, umishum da ovar say lo loki o dilma kiven dinit staref lo sase im ase olim kemo dehai lo sase v'afilu im batlu kedei l'kayim ase acher loke shuvra isi shatosas perek shilu hakan, he quotes the Tosas kuf mem aleph, but then he has a whole v'nira da'af shatosas shom didchuku harbe b'kushas ha'gemara. Right, Lefis Svaris Riva, Nicha de Krishna Sagamari. Well, he goes on. We come back from Dir to Rajbam, Rabbeinu Tam, Shatir Tzute Ritzacher, Lo Pligi, Ahaidina, the Hariva, the Olamolaki. So the Mishnah Melech works hard. He also makes, I'm not going to go into detail, but you should look at it. He also suggests something that I've suggested, but exactly what the parameters of that still are need to be examined. And that is, maybe it depends on the relationship between the ase and the lav. right? Are they like, you know, is it like Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know, where they're, you know, it's literally the same. Even in Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's probably a difference, but that's not for now. Is it, you know, if they can combine in things like, you know, Almana, you know, Nisua, which are different Isurim, but they're connected to the requirements, the added requirements of Kohen Gadol. Is it, you know, they have to be at least done? What is it that combines the Yaseh and Malach? I don't want to get into the details. But the Mishnah Malach also, you know, considers that possibility, you know, as well. Anyway, this big, broad Machlokas HaRishonim, how much do the Baalei Tosfos believe, you know, like the Riva? But if they do believe in like the Riva, so that would be an explanation for why, that would be a, like a good, broader explanation, why it is that ase docha, you know, los ase vi ase, and ase docha ase are treated the same way. Because in a way, especially if you say it's kamandalesa, not just that it's, you know, neutralizes the malchus, so then in a certain sense, every in ase docha los ase vi ase is a in ase docha ase, right? So then it's a no-brainer if you held that way generally, but as you can see, you know, Baalei Tosfos aren't sure about it, and there's a lot of contrary evidence. But if you held that way, that would be an explanation why in our sugya, you know, you have this as well. That's number one. Number two and number three, though.
Even according to that, is it true that it would be identical in assessing them, like, situationally, as opposed to, like, when you actually went for it and did the essay?
Because
for sure they mean it that if you do the essay, so then it's going to work like that. But in our study, the question might be a little bit different in just assessing the factor of an essay going up against an essay below society.
Well, I think it might be different because of Yiba. I'm not sure if that's what you're saying.
I'm just saying that... Is it really,
you're saying there might be a difference between Avar Biasa,
right,
and, you know, it's not that Avar Biasa... Well, but again, if you take the view that it's keman delesa, and that you know it is a case of ase dochalos ase, you still might be mechalik. But all I'm saying is that mostly we're not seeing it as, I mean, even to propose it the way the Mishnah Melech did, you know, which is, you know, very, again, militarily, you know, it's like, oh, you have two things, so it just doesn't, you know, it can't divide and conquer, you know, so it's whatever. But or no, it's divide and conquer. You know what I'm saying? So once you see it that way, at least I agree with you. There's still a difference between Avar Biasa and the din, you know, the din l'chatchila not to do it. But because you can anticipate that there's a way to completely neutralize it, assume it isn't just a patur malchus, but it's really keman delesa, you know, so then I think you're very close, you know, to saying the same thing. I think a better tactic would be to say that, you know, that this particular mitzvah sase might be different. And that, I think, is true in two different ways. You know, and that is, number one, Baalei Tosfos may be l'shitasa. And that is, you know, not, I don't mean in Chulin right now, I mean in Yibum, in two ways. Number one, the question of Dechuya versus Hutra, just to make that clear. And that's where I think, again, Rambam and others, Chachmei Sfarad, are much, much more reticent about this. Namely, as we've seen all along, you know, for Baalei Tosfos, the relationships don't matter as much as the Heter Yibum and the Mitzvah Yibum. And therefore, you know, the fact that, like, Ase, you know, Ein Adocha Los Ase V'Ase, and Ein Ase Docha Ase, the fact that they are different, in the end of the day, is less important than that in both cases there's no Heter to do Yibum. And maybe if there's no Heter, there's no Mitzvah. So the differences become less significant, whereas for other Rishonim, you know, it's always a question, not just like, oh, what will are you allowed to do it, but what does your prohibition reflect about the impropriety of the relationship? So as far as that's concerned, isn't there a big difference between Asay and an Asay and a Lav? You know, assuming, again, not that everything reduces to an essay like Tosfos, and, you know, along the lines of, we'll say, you know. So I think that is one l'shitaso. I think there are two elements here. Number one is that, that we've seen a lot. Like, you know, the question like Nida, for example, or the way that Tosis discusses the, you know, the Tznai question, and in general. And the second, and this is obviously, you know, overlapping ideas, and that is Hotra and Dechuya. Meaning the idea that, like, even if you were to say my ul mahai mihai, and you were to say Shebal Tasa Adiv, right, and you were to acknowledge that that's still different than coming up against an Asay Balav, right, in order to torpedo Yibum, you know, maybe all you need is Dechuya. Again, I might be saying the same thing, but there, I'm emphasizing different Lishitasas of Tosas. We've seen in Tosas the tendency to see the institution of Yibum in terms of Dechuya more, right? As well as, and I've always said that these are, I think, connected, the idea that what works or doesn't work, you know, in all these obstacle cases is, you know, the focus on the relationship or the focus on the Maisa. So I think on both of those levels, it works well for the Balei Tosas. Doesn't mean it's Mukhrach, but it works well for the Balei Tosas to hold that Asay, Ein Asay Doch Asay, and Ein Asay Doch Elos Asay V'Asay, even if they are different, unlike the first point, are different enough. Whereas for the Rambam, you know, the idea that my ul mehai mehai, and as an Ordebuta points out, it's not a, I'll read the language too, it's very good. Not, it's not a mokor, you know, it's a din. So the Ordebuta has a suffake, you know, like maybe midoraisa, you could just do whatever you want. You know, of course, if that were true, that would totally reshape everything. And then he says, but, and I think this is much more likely true, because the Gemara says, my ul, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do, you know, ase doche. So maybe Shebal Taisa Adif is a Din Daraisa here. But the point is, you know, that that is on the level of Maisa Hagavra. That doesn't mean, you know, that the relation, you can compare an Iser, you know, of, you know, where you're just not allowed, you know, for, you know, other reasons not to move forward to a situation where objectively, you know, one is more than the other, meaning the assay is overridden by an assay and a lav, which are, you know, reflect a pagam, you know, in the relationship of the ishus. So yeah, so I do think that Balei Tosas, that there are three ways to understand what they're doing, and I think the Rambam, you know, fundamentally, you know, disagrees, and for good reason. I think the Rambam, again, he's a Hutra person. The Rambam is all about the Tfisas Kiddushin, the Zika. Doesn't surprise me that, you know, the Rambam, you know, here makes an exception of Asay V'Asay. And, you know, again, I'm not so sure about the distinction between Tsara and the Gavra in the case of Asay V'Lav, which is in that Magid Mishnah's seeming take. We'll see others suggest it as well. But the idea that, you know, he has a very different perspective of the Balei Tosas in all of these issues. And that there's something called, you know, Kinyan Gomor and Kinyan Mikzas. All of these things, you know, makes a lot of sense. The question is, like, what will you, you know, what will you do? Like, if you hold generally like the Balei Tosos in Chulin, right, that Asay Dochalos Asay V'Asay, you know, just means, you know, that it means that there's no Malkus and you can even neutralize the Lav, you know, and so forth. Like, why isn't that just completely, I mentioned this the other day, I just want to get back to it because that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda discusses this, we'll see inside in a second. So why isn't that completely negated by our Gemara? Right, because our Gemara does say that if you hold Ein Asay Docha Los Asay V'Asay, which we do, then in Baal Lo Kana. Right. So wouldn't that be a total stira to any shita that holds that Asay is Docha the Lav, you know, in the case of Asay Docha Los Asay V'Asay? Oh. So this is the question that the Noda Behuda, you know, asked. And the Noda Behuda has this line, I'll read it inside in a minute, that, you know, okay, so you could say, well, that, you know, that the, you know, there are other chilukim that you can make. We'll see what he does. But in the end, what he really wants to suggest is that Yibum is different. And that's exactly what I was looking for. That's what I was trying to say before I saw this Noda Behuda a while ago. That was my preferred solution to this problem. Namely, there are objective indicators that we don't treat Yibum, you know, according to the regular rules of triage, we'll call it, or clashing. And, you know, the first one is Rav Gidla Marav, part one itself, right? That there would be a Gzeres HaKasuv that would say that Afal Pisha B'Kol HaTorah Kula Ase Dokolos Ase Shiny Yibum, you know, that isn't true. And then the question is that Raget retained Lamaskana, meaning the Rav Gidl et al. And Rav Gidl part one. But even without it, you know, there seem to be, you know, indications, you know, of that. So if the point is that Yibum is a standard, you know, of its own, and it's not just the regular universal question, right? So the idea that, you know, Kol Torah Kula, Ase Docha Los Ase, the Ase, and all you have to worry about is the Ase, you know, but certainly you would say, like, above our Kana, presumably, right? But here, you know, Lo Kana, you know, that works in very well, Shiny Ebo, right? Just like Rav Gidla Marav himself. And maybe we did Rav Gidla Marav. So that is kind of what the Noda Behuda ends up saying. I think that that's what the Rajba say. We'll see in a moment. There's this line in the Rajba, which is understood by some of the Achronim in a very different way. I don't think that's what the Rajba says. And some of the Achronim read it the way, they don't say what they implicitly read it the way I read it. Okay. So what is that Rajba? So the Rajba has a line where he asks in the sugya about Rav Gidla Marav, like this is one of the famous ones. The Rajba says, how come if you hold like Rav Gidla Marav, and we'll document all the different readings in a minute, but if you hold like Rav Gidla Marav, right, so why don't you learn from Yibum to call it Torah Kula that Ein Aseh, Do Chalos Aseh. Right? That's like a very reasonable question. It's parallel to Tosis' question on Gimel and Beis. Right? Tosis' Gimel and Beis said, what do you mean there's a discussion whether Aseh, Do Chalos Aseh, Sheish Bakaris? Why don't you learn from Yibum that Ase is Dochalos Ase Sheish Bakaris? Right? So, one second, let's see if I find it here. Oh, here it is, I think. Yeah. Koshali, Kivan de Be'in and Hashta, this is, one of the pieces on Chaf Omed Aleph. The Koshali, Kivan de Bin and Hashta Lamebar de Chaivi Lab and Grady, Lo Solkon Ligibum, Imke Nigmar Mehacha, De Lo Dachi Ase, Lo Sase, Ukidaparkin of the Elbrash Pirkin. What does it mean, Kidaparkin of the Elbrash Pirkin? He means the Sugya Base Dokalos Ase Shesh Bakaritz, and the Balitosis there. The Nichali, so this is the question, what does he mean by these words? The shiny haka, the yibum chidishu, share osra Torah eshesach bechalal huarayos, the kivin shekain masha chidesh vihitir hitir, masha lo hitir nishur bechalal yisor rishon. The elahakshas lomba lo hitir yoser, the elahkaba lechidusha bilbad. Ah, so what does the Rajba mean by these words? So the some of the Achronim right, the Avnei Milurim quotes in here in Kuf Dalid extensively quotes this here it is. The Ra'isi Shara Melech, he quotes the Shara Melech very extensively. Shara Melech discusses the Parashas Drachim issue, right? If you have asay, you know, against a asay v'lav, right? So there's no yibum and there is chalitza. Let's assume daraisa for the moment, right? And the Mishnah Melech is mistapek. What about eshes ach? Right. So on the one hand, yeah, there's no yibum daraisa, so you know there should be eshes ach. On the other hand, you know, there's chalitza, so there is a zika. Hard to say that there's eshes ach and there's a zika, right, lechalitza. So that's a safek. So the Shara Melech initially wants to go all in that there is an iser eshes ach. Hinei Rabbeinu Agam leparshas drachim nistapek, the kohen gadol shenafla amanim minan nesu, and etc. And chayiv kares, he has a safek. The kasa of Allah, Shara Hamelech, the achara iunir sheyesh achriya, the kol medaraisa, lo chazil yibum, kind of beisur eshesach, the karis velo kana klap. So that's what he goes, that's his conclusion. I believe that that is the minority view in the Achronim, and default, misvara, I think that is a more difficult view. We've talked about it. The idea of, you know, Zika for Chalitza, you know, and you know, and Eishas Ach is just a very big Kiddush, but okay. So one of his rayas that he quotes is from the Rajba. Right? He quotes this Rajba, because he read the Kosav Rajba B'chidushav, and so on. So how did he read the Rajba? This is a very long piece of the Avnei Miluim. This is Simit Kufayin Dalet. I think I told you to look at it, right? Sif Katan Aleph. So he quotes the Rajba, Lefizel, Korchak, Sarchomet, the Chayiv Elavin, Koinami, Be Yisrael Shasach. He understood the Rajba to be saying that, according to Rav Gidla Marav, right, there's an Yisrael Shasach. And because there's an Yisrael Shasach, therefore, I mean, that's what the Rajba means when he says, Ein Lecha Ba Ela Chidusho, and that it's Chozer, you know, Yisuro. There's an Yisrael Shasach, and since there's an Yisrael Shasach, so it's not going to be a paradigm for, you know, the general rule of ein asei do chalos asei. Okay? So, but I don't think that's what the Rajba is saying at all. And in the Haggah here, I think it's a Talmud of the Avnei Miluim, the Haggah, I think we established that once, he doesn't get into details, but he doesn't, you know, think this is correct at all, in general. And not for the Rajba. So I don't think the Rajba meant that at all. What I think the Rajba is saying is exactly what we've been trying to project all along, which is that Yibum, while it is a tremendous Kula, right, the source of its Chumras is that very Kula. Meaning, on the one hand, you want to accomplish an Ishus notwithstanding the Iser of Eshes Ach. Right? But to do so, you have to tread very carefully, whether it's Abashol or something else. And that's exactly what Rav Gidla Marav is basically, Gzeres HaKasuv, is all about. It's saying, and, you know, I know it Kol HaTorah Kula Asei Is Do Chalos Asei. But in Yibum, where you are, playing havoc, you know, with one of the Chayvei Krisus, right? So you have to, even as you apply that unbelievable rule-breaking kula, right, in the chabo, el chidusho, you have to do so in a way that is consistent with kedushas ishus of yibum, and therefore any iser goes back to the original, not back to the iser, the original that there's an iser eshes ach in this case of chai ve'laven, meaning that there's chalitza and chai ve'laven. Obviously, the other Achronim didn't understand the Rajba that way either. They're not, you know, otherwise this Parashat Drachim, Safek is a Rajba. Right. So I don't think the Rajba meant Chayve, Krisus Eishas Ach. I think what he meant was that you can, on the Iser Yibum level, even if there's no Eishas Ach, right, you're just not going to conform to the normal rules of Asa Dachalos Asa. So if that is the case, and that's what Rav Gidla is really saying, and there's no Eishes Ach, it's just, you know, part of the Hagdara of this din, it's not surprising, you know, that you know, again, as I mentioned, in the Yerushalmi, in the Medrash Halacha, you know, that we find other echoes of Rav Gidla Marab, and that in general, as we've been seeing, whether it's Tumah Ke'erva, we'll see in a moment, Matzah Grushaso, the Kal V'Chomer, all these may be cases which are rule-breaking in order to raise the standards of Yibam. So that's my read, we'll call it, of the Rashba. Okay. Having said that, let me add one other point, and that is, sorry, yeah.
Why does Rebbe prefer that read in the Rashba?
I don't think the Rashba is saying, I don't believe that the Rashba is saying that there's an Iser Eshes Ach, according to Rav Gidel and Chai Ve'lav. First of all, again, the Rashba's own view about Hutra and Dechuya, as we point out, is very complicated. In the early part of the Masechta, he parrots a lot of Balitosis on that. But definitely later, and when on Mem Dalet and you know some of the Lamids, he's definitely speaking the language of Hutra. I don't think that's really, you know, in the Kabbalah, I think it's an enormous Chiddush, and that's why I think the Minchas Chinuch and the Avnei Milu, most of them do not accept the view, even in Ase Dochal Asaseh V'Aseh, that, you know, that there's an Isra Eshes Ach, even as there is a Chalitza.
Even, okay, on the first point, even if he thinks Hutra,
yeah,
he can still think what they're saying right
here. Well, I'm just saying it's very, well, then why, there's Zika and there's Chalitza and there's an Isra Eshes Ach. What?
In that sense, yes, but I'm saying if you think
that's what we're talking about.
But I'm saying in terms of the Hutra versus the Kuya point.
Yeah, no, it could be in other circumstances, but I'm just saying you can't, I don't think you can say that there's a Zika liyibo, even if you want to say there's a Zika liyibo and a Zika lechalitza, which you might have to say for certain things. But the idea that there's some Zika lechalitza means we're not dealing with a regular Eshesach. So I just find that, and he doesn't say that it's Eshesach. What he's saying is, it goes back to the meaning that there's an Iser, that there can be an Iser, you know, without it being a kares of Eshesach. Ah, there should be tzara. This is one of the times that people have. Are there tzaros for, you know, for Rav Gidla Marav in Chai Ve'Lavin? There is actually a daya in the Meiri. Meiri does quote a daya that maybe Chai Ve'Lavin, which didn't have yibum, that there would be also no yibum for the tzara. I mean, there would be chalitza for the tzara, but there wouldn't be yibum. That's a line in the Meiri, as you know, a yesh omrim. That he doesn't agree with, but that he quotes. Okay. I should also mention, Ari brought to my attention, and then I looked at it and I found I had it in my reference, I had double checked it also in my Meiri. That is, there's a line in the Meiri, where is Ari? There he is. There's a line in the Meiri also, I should have just noted, and it's also in Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, that what? That in theory, what would happen if you had Aseh Velos Aseh against an Aseh Velos Aseh? Right, so that is an interesting case. He assumes that, you know, that would be even if ein aseh docha lo aseh v'aseh, but an aseh in a lav would be docha aseh v'lav. That's a little bit, you know, strange. But I when I checked my Meiri again, I saw that I had that also. So I wrote on the side from mine, you know, it's like what would that be based on? Maybe my ulma high mihai. If you took them as a composite, which is I think it is so. But let me just get that, you know. And Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar has that suggestion as well. They just say that the case doesn't exist because they thought it would be the lav. Here, let me see if I can find it. But in the language of the Rashba, I don't see any Isra Eshesach at all, frankly. And
what is the Isra Harishon?
Oh, yeah, what is the Isra Harishon?
No, the Isra Harishon, that it's Aser Liyabem. That's Aser Lav Olah. But doesn't mean, you know, that it's Eshesach. What?
The Karis?
No, I don't think it necessarily would be Bakares. Or if it would be Bakares, maybe, I mean, Papashnis, it's Balav. I don't think it's Bakares. All I'm saying, the phenomenon of saying Eshesach Bakares and having Chalitza, Daraisa, that's a suffix of the, again. Either way, there's no question that some Achronim read it that way. The Shaar HaMelech certainly read it that way. The Haggah here in the Avnei Milui dismisses the whole thing, the whole so that there could ever be such a stira. I think, in between, that it may depend on the nature of, you know, the exclusion. Right. But I don't think the Rashba's saying that. I just don't see it in the words, even, that he's saying it's Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusho. So if there's no heter yibum in this case, that doesn't mean that that's going to be a paradigm for kol hatzar kula. Let me just bring in the language of the Meiri for 1 second. First of all, he has what I said before. Mikol makom yesh poskin. Does that take a page 82? At least in mine. Yesh poskin sh'af tzar oseim b'chol tzos v'lo m'siavmos. Chayv elavin. U'imah sh'omer lamata sh'bias yisr mitzvah v'yisr k'dusha v'chalitzasa b'teres tzara v'im tzar oseim b'teres b'yibom makayim elan d'chalitza p'sila lo patra tzara. Okay. So that's one. V'ein halacha kein, he says. But this idea that there could be other, meaning it would be parallel, I guess, to the hava mina about masu grusha, the suffix about masu grushaso, and the reality that you have in for the ravid, you know, of suffix of sota vadai. But then later on, he has this interesting point, which Ari brought to my attention, but I have it here also, which is, let me see if I could find it just for 1 second. Yeah. He says, the ain lo mash afa yibam ase velo sase. Ase di vama yavo aleha velav de lo tia eshes amesach putza. Shahare lav ze lo bolam itzas yibam. El lo asra lazar. A kol shirotza lehis again below yavam below zar ain kan chiyub lav. That's an interesting question. So you know the Chacham Tzvi and all of that. But the implication would be, if it was an ase in a lav against an ase in a lav, that you know, would be, what I'm saying is maybe it's a ma'uma, but it would be, you know, of arkana, like in the spirit of the Rama. I'm not sure. But the Rabbi Avraham Nahar has that, idea, you know, as well. Okay, so this idea that, whether it's Rav Gidel or the Yishalmi or the Sifrei, these other indications, Tumah Ke'erva, etc., I think is supported a little bit by the discussion, going back to the discussion of Matzah Grushaso, you know, for just a few minutes. So in Matzah Grushaso, what we saw was that the Rambam doesn't say anything about Tzara, right? He omits that. The Rambam does speak about the Aseh. I want to get the Pinshaf Nurbuta in just a minute. But I want to first talk about Matzah Grushaso for a minute. But the point in Masu Grishaso is not so much what the Rambam, it's what the Rambam leaves out, but it's what the Magid Mishnah boldly says, right? Which, as we noted, was that he compares Masu Grishaso to, you know, Aseh V'Lav. What does he mean by that, right? And that's what the Kesed Mishnah, you know, is scandalized by. What do you mean it's like Aseh V'Lav? Where's the Aseh? He's not bothered by where's the Lav, but okay. And as I say, I don't think that that's a fair question. I don't think Magid Mishnah meant that there is an Aseh V'Lav. I think what he meant was, just like, you know, there is, you know, no Dechia there, there's no Dechia there, meaning these are cases of Iser Yibum, you know, which is, you know, half fundamental. Okay. Then the Magid Mishnah says that, you know, in Obar, in Machzu Grushaso, the Yibim, right, that would work for the Yavama, but it wouldn't work for the Tzara, and in that he's comparing it to Aseh V'Lav, because he's reading the Rambam, obviously the previous Rambam, as saying that there's no Kinyan Gomor, but there's a Kinyan Miktas, and that's what he means by it. That's a Chiddush in how he reads it. We understand from the Gemara where he gets it from, but it's very Mechudash. So that's what we have. Then the Kesed Mishnah doesn't like it. Fine. So what I wanted to add was, if you got a chance to look at the exchange between the Beis Shmuel and the Taz, I want to finish off all right now, if I can, or just I guess in the beginning of Tuesday, to finish up just all these different views of what's going on here. You know, with a clear preference for some of them over others. I think in terms of the evidence. So the Beis Shmuel, you know, addresses this question. First of all, he addresses the first question in Sif Katan Aleph. This is in Kufayim Dalid. I'm just going to go speak about it because it'll go a little quicker. In Kufayim Dalid, Sif Katan Gimel, There are two interesting things. Number one, the Beis Shmuel addresses the question, like, how do we know that, you know, we apply a din of ase dochalos ase, for yibum? After all, you know, the Gemara did, you know, raise the question of efshar yefshar l'kayim shneihem, and the Gemara's solution, we'll get back to this when we talk about yibum and chalitza more, but the Gemara's solution was, you know, chalitza b'makom yibum ain't a mitzvah. Right? So, like, who says we paskin like that? Doesn't that depend, says the Beis Shmuel, on whether you hold, you know, yibum kodemes or yibum kodem or chalitza kodemes? So that's the first thing that he discusses. And then he discusses, you know, whether that's drabanut, right? So an interesting discussion. That's Sivkot and Gimel. You could look at that. We'll talk more about that. In the in his Madura Kama, he has a little more expansively about that. That's fine. Then he leaves you with a question, which just, again, highlights, Od muchach besug yazu, the kol she'en ola liyibu midaraisa ena poteris es tsarasa bebiya shalah, the gamas atzma ena poteris bebiya zu. I mean, the Beis Shmuel does not like this middle view, right, that there are cases which are not poter the tsara, but that are poter the misya bemes. He says that's not true. He's quoting the second brisa, which is about he atzma. He doesn't mention it. V'sham lo ayrid yesh tzara. V'lechora kasha lama kosov ramba b'perek bav im bal amonim and anisum v'lo niftara hatzara tepekle dihi atzma gam kein ena p'tura. Right? V'yesh liyashe. Okay, so if you look again at the Madura Kama, and this version of the, there are many, 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 many volumes of this, which is a downside, but they do have, they did a good job. So they have a Madura Kama of the Beis Shmuel. I think last year also, we were able to quote it a couple of times, and it was, you know, sometimes he, you know, he changes mind on, anyway, so he has a, like, you know, he says, what are you going to say, that it really, you know, we're going to make this distinction, kind of what the Magid Mishnah says. So he dismisses it, but at least he asks the question. Okay. As for the Magid Mishnah himself, he doesn't relate, again, to that part of it, the difference between the Tzara and the Isha, but he does relate to the discussion in Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah about, you know, is the Magid Mishnah suggesting, you know, that Machzuk Rishoso is an Asay and a Lav, which clearly he's not. So he quotes the Magid Mishnah, Kesef Magid, right, imnafel lefana machzuk shasu v'tzarasa niftar atzar, etc. Umedama din zeh la'amana l'koin gadol. V'beis Yosef v'kesef bishna hiksha alav eich medama la'amana l'koin gadol. Right, bishlama amana l'koin gadol ikase v'losa aseo. Machzuk shasu leik el alav. Is there even a lav? I mean, there is a lav, but there's a lav that relates to the relationship of the husband and the yavama. Not, right, the Yavama and the Yavam. I'm adding that. Odiksha lama tzara nifter b'chalitza zu. That's the second point, right? There's a chalitza psula poter tzarasa. Chalitza b'yibum psula. Okay, that was soft talk about. V'nira li, just to make it clear, the kavanas hamagid mishum demasu grishaso asura liyavam mikal v'chomer. Right? Meaning, not, he's not saying that, you know, it is an alav and an asay. It's not even alav. It's kal v'chomer. Oh, so what? Right? If he asur lebala shemutol la yavam shasur la lokol shekein. Right? Ulefizeh says the Beis Shmuel. I'm skipping a little bit. I'm giving you the key lines. He grua tvei b'chai v'lavin. Because it's the kal v'chomer is worse than chai v'lavin, and that's where the Taz is going to argue. It's just a terrific argument, right? Taz is going to say, you'll see in a second, how could a kal v'chomer be worse than chai v'lavin? There's no lav at all. The most you could say is that there's chai v'lavin, but you could say there's chai v'lavin. But either way, lefize he grew a tfei mechai v'lavin, says the Beis Shmuel, the kaimalon midaraisa chazi labia ela rabbanan gozer be a rishona atu bishnia, etc. Su lake, meaning there's no ase docha los ase in masa grushoso, obviously the Kal V'chomer is worse than a lav. There's no lav, and there's no assay, but the Kal V'chomer is worse than a lav, and that's what the Magid Mishnah meant, that it's the equivalent of a lav and assay, right? Sulek al meimad assay do chalav. Mishum hachi dami la'amon l'koin gadol du gamke midoraisa l'kazel liyavav. Mishum di'ika assay velos assay. But then he adds, and this is, I think, is terrific, right? The asya midrav gidel, the tzricha kalitza. Meaning, how does he know that? I mean, good, Bali Tosis say it, the Bahag says it, but Chachmei Sfarad aren't sure about it. Why does he add that the ase velos ase, you know, ein ase docha los ase viase? Right? So why does he have to add Rav Gidol Beishmuel here? Just because it's true, according to many Rishonim? So I think the answer is, no, what he's trying to explain exactly is this point, meaning whatever the regular din of Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh V'Aseh is, here this became part of Rav Gidol, the revised Rav Gidol. But not just the Rav Gidol of Chalitza, the Rav Gidol of Yibum and Chalitza. Namely, this is a statement that the standards of Yibum, you know, differ than Kol HaTorah Kula. And that is very consistent with the Kal V'chomer, even without there being a lav and an iser, sorry, lav and an asay, right, being the equivalent of Rav Gidol. Or maybe it's Midin Rav Gidol too. Comes under the rubric of Rav Gidol. Why? Because even though there's no lav and there's no asay, it's about, right, the viability of this ishus. So normally the viability of the ishus is measured, you know, by, you know, the direct erva or lav relationship between the yavam and the yavama, right? But here, as we've been discussing all along, right, in Sota and Amasu Grishaso, it's all about the relationship between, right, the in the marriage, the kilkel in the marriage itself. But in some respects, is that less or more? You can make a case either way, 50-50 case. Right, but on the level of either stepping into the ishus or you know, is this the kind of ishus that you want to apply this extraordinary chiddush of yibum, you know, overriding ishus ach to, right? Even if there isn't actual ishus ach kares, but as far as that's concerned, this is like Rav Gidol Amarav, right? What we see from Rav Gidol Amarav is that we are not strictly looking at this in terms of the clashing rules of Kol HaTorah Kula. The chein hu b'machse grishasa to lo chazi liyibum u'tzricha chalitza b'shem hochi nifter atzara b'shem b'atorah kasva b'feirish to olsa l'chalitza. The chein amana l'kohen gadol nifter atzara. The lo kahataz, I'll say this way, he sheherich, which is true, l'hakshos alamagid, but the, you know, when the Taz is Marich, it's still worth reading it because there are some terrific lines. We'll see in a moment. Sheherich lahakshos salamagid, the haven demasu grishoso logora michai velavin. That's the, you'll see in a moment. The Taz holds, this is very mechudash, but we can understand his logic, that masu grishoso, right, is only excluded from Yibum midrabanan. We treat it like chai v'lavin. Either Gemara doesn't say the gzeir. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. We're through the Kal V'chomer, we're projecting, you know, the just like there's a lav for the husband, there's a lav for the yavam, but there's not more than a lav. It's already amazing, you know, that we're stretching this Kal V'chomer to create a phantom lav. That's his view. We'll see in a moment. Therefore, chozim midoraisa liyibum. It's not even a case of Rav Gidol at all. El Chazal Gozru Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia. Wow. That's what he's saying about Masu Grishon. See. Belesa, I mean, the Ba'at Beis Shmuel saying, I think this is totally wrong. El Kal V'chomer Asi to Lo Chazi Labia. The Kal V'chomer is saying this is worse than a lav. Right? The Kol HaSugya V'shak Levitaria Shurab Yochanan the Masu Grishon Sa Ein Tzarech Lomar Atam De Gozrin and Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia. That doesn't exist on Daf Yud Aleph. That exists on Daf Chaf. Ela mikal v'chomer yalfina de lo chazi labia. The Ein Bach, right, the father-in-law. We have two father-in-law and sons-in-laws in this exchange, right? Ein Bach. Kosav gamkein. Ho de niftara tzara michalitza shel zu. The problem of, you know, chalitza be yibum psula. Mishum de ase mikrav. Also yevento asha'ara. Bach also says, right, that the Rav Gidla Marav is being applied to Machzor Grushaso. What did that mean? No, because the broader din of Rav Gidel is that the din of Yavam, it's not just Gzeres HaKasuv in a particular case, as they're understanding it. It's a Gzeres HaKasuv that tells you that the standard, that there's a particular sensitivity to applying Yibum, the Mokom, right, that there's compromised Kedusha, whether it's on the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, or the Ishus that you're trying to salvage. Miu mitosis, naf chafav, lamasha, that chalitza psula, tohik shapir shrashi, fine. Shmami de lo spir le asvara, mid rib satar, fine. Miu ledina lo naf kemina, vye shlomar, kula alma pateris a satzara, vinir le svar samagid, de niftara mitam de rib satar le chalitza, lotosis atam kivin de lo kol shazika, that's the local tosis on Yud Aleph, and also on Chabav, Besimin Kufay. So that's the Beis Shmuel, very important. Yeah.
Why is the invoking of Rav Gidel here, why is that more on the Yibam side than on the Chalitza side? Isn't he just saying there's a fee of Chalitza?
Oh, you think it's on the Chalitza side only? I don't think so.
He's trying to run the Tzaro side.
What?
As opposed to the Rav says in Perek Zayin that
he always... Oh, could be. I thought he was saying for both, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm projecting. Or just on the chalitza.
Why is it aggregated around?
Even the first time that he quotes it. Wait a second. One second.
He says mishum
achi niftar atzara mishum datorak sevifer. One second. Mishum chadami la aman gadol. Maybe you're right. Mishum de ika save a los save. V'aser midrav gino tzricha chalitza. No, the first time he quotes what I'm talking about. Suleika lemeimer daase docha halav mishumachi dami la'mana lekoin gadol. So far, you're not talking about the question of tzar. So he gam came with the raisa lechazir liyavam mishum deika sevelos. I mean the almana. The asim. Oh, he's saying the almana of the coin is also
the
tzricha chalitza. One second. Kain hu b'machzor grushaso de lechazir liyavam tzricha chalitza. Oh, you're saying mishumachi niftara hatzara.
That was the second question of the
Kesef. I mean, it's only the second question. Okay. I take that.
I think the first question is saying...
I hear you. So that part he's not saying is based on Rav Gidel. Either way, the bigger point that he's making is, without Rav Gidel, let's say, I would put in Rav Gidel, but is that the Kal V'Chomer is worse, right, than Alav. The Kal V'Chomer is the equivalent of Alav and Aseh. The Lav and the Aseh, at least the chalitza part is midin Rav Gidel. Maybe it doesn't hold the yibam part. I'm not sure. I hear it. Probably. You might be right. Now, the Taz himself, some of the lines are just interesting. It's a long piece. Kosev Magid Mishnah. Hikshal Zeh B'Kesef Mishnah B'Beis Yosef. Odesh Litzmoa. Because of the Tzara problem. Tzarasa Zushal Teres B'Kesef. Chalitza Shuzo V'Tzara Chiyun. Then he says, Umori Chami. Hichnis Atzmo L'Farish Divrei Magid Mishnah L'Tara Itzkusha B'Beis Yosef. But Omar Ihu dafilu lo sase emba el diafina mekal v'chomer and this kalel b'gomer like the Beis Shmuel ukiilu kasav kro b'feirush. Oh, one second. Omar Ihu dafilu lo sase emba el diafina lo mekal v'chomer and this kalel b'gomera ukiilu kasav kro b'feirush to ena ola liyibum. Okay, I guess the Bach that the Taz is quoting, he's saying it more like, I guess, from Gidel, right? It's as if the Pasuk said explicitly, "Eina ola liyibum." I'm assuming that's a reference to Rav Gidel. Hilkach ein tzarasa tura bibiyasa. Also Hilkach, the lo dami lechay ve lavin de kaimel nase dochalo. He's saying both, right? It's not comparable to a tzarasa regarding tzarasa nifteres bibiyasa, but also lo dami lechay ve lavin de kaimel nase dochalo. So I say, lefizes safek sota nami. To be kavachomer who nilma, this is a point of the Taz, right? Safek sota is also learned out of the kavachomer. Ain't sarasa niftar abibiyasad kam l'shon. That's a quote of the Bach. V'ani omer, says the Taz, right, haduratem re'u shekol elo agonim leyotzadei chavzos, you know, b'iyun azeh. This, like, the very, this Taz is very, you know, like, you know, I feel badly, you know, I have to, campaign against, you know, the father-in-law and everybody else, but, you know, I'm, kavod shamayim ani doresh, truth, devade lav, yesh al kopane b'matsu grushaso, kivin siv lav legabe baal. V'yesh kal v'chomer legabe yavam, nimsa d'ha v'gabe yavam nami lav, ahu. The kal v'chomer is not going to do better. You know, we're saying, how does he understand the kal v'chomer? Meaning, oh, he's stepping in for the, let's say, or it's the, you know, for the baal, so the baal would have a lav, so you have a lav. Right? That's how he's interpreting. That's not the way the Beit Shmuel is understanding it, or the Bach. What they're saying is, the Kal V'chomer is saying, you know, if this Ishus is already Mekulkal for him, then what, why is it going to be Kiyesh V'achim Yachtov and a Chiyu for Yibum? Right? El Dekosha Lituva, Eloksid Behedya Iser Matsu Grushaso, El Yafinu Lame Kal V'chomer Nizkalel, Betamania Kal V'chomer Pricha. Even the Kal V'chomer is saying is Pricha. Why? Because, I mean, from his point of view, why is it a kal v'chomer pricha? Because if the baal had an ase dochalos ase situation on his hands, say he did, wouldn't he be able to proceed because ase dochalos ase? Sure. So shouldn't the yavam, the kal v'chomer can't be better, you know, dayo lavam and adin lios kenadun, right? So if he happens to have a say, it's not more than a lav. If it were to work for the in parallel to the, that's what he's asking. Kiven de kvar kaimel and dasei di vama do chalosa say lo odif hay kal v'chomer mamasha kosa b'torah lav. Afilachi dochi asei di yibum in haTorah. So the Taz is so good here because, like, he's real. This is, you know, he's taking the kal v'chomer and so on. You know, you're stepping into, or it's not worse than, you know, but it's not better than. And the Beis Shmuel and the Bach are saying, with Rav Gidl or without Rav Gidl, it doesn't really matter so much. Right? The bigger point is that Yibum is a whole different category. Ein litos v'lomar kivet sheish kal v'chomer b'mokam chalitza v'yibum shema min ha-Torah osra yibum v'zeh b'machzer b'rushaso ha-ave kemal manam en anasu v'yish ba'aseh v'lav zeh pshita she'eino. Sorry, ain't a chalimud elamikra di yivemto. Atabalafarish also demairi b'matsu grishaso. Hanichalon lomar tvei demar b'kol chai ve'lavin l'isr yibum. V'afilu, right? Be'ein asei. V'lo yoil ho asei di yibum rak lo sase l'chud. V'minolon lomar do asei the yibum docha min haTorah. El al korcha pashut lo yofina mehaikra di yivemto. Shum isr chadash. The Taz is certainly saying that. Meaning, this is what I referred to on Thursday, which is, and what I referred to today, which is, when you read the Rav Gidl in the Gemara, the first Rav Gidl, the first application to Chayvei Lavin, I say, has two chidushim. One is a chidush in Yibum, namely, that it doesn't conform with the dinam of Kol HaTorah Kula, and the way I read the Rajba, and some of the Achronim, That's even reinforced further by the question, yeah, why don't you learn from here? Ein ase dochalos ase, the answer is yibum shiny, right? And then the other one is that you can have chalitza even when there's no yibum. So if it makes the final cut, which is a machlokas or rishonim, right? And whatever is included in that final cut, which the Bach and the Taz is assuming for the Bach, includes Masa Grushaso, right? So now the question is that a chiddush on the Yibum side still, that it's defying the rules, or only on the Chalitza side? So this is the Taz is making this distinction. He's saying in the original Gemara, it was a chiddush of Yibum. But if it's going to apply after that, you know, there's no evidence that it applies to Yibum anymore. All it needs is to explain the chalitza, because the yibum part goes according to the normal rules. Right? But what the others will say is, it may go according to the normal rules, but the drasha hasn't changed. Right? The drasha is referring to both. The yibum and the, which is why, no matter what you say about Kol Torah Kula, right, even if you have the parallel, because Einase Docha Lo Saseh V'Yase, Einase Docha Saseh, you know, or whatever, but maybe here it's worse, because it's Rav Gidol Amarav. And that, which is another way of saying, not just Gzeiros HaKasnu, that Yibum standards are totally different. But he's saying, no, Pashut Lo Yofinu Mehaikra Divemto Shum Yisr Chadosh Li Yibum anymore. It's just a great, like you really have it here, you know. El dechiyuv de chalitza kamash malon. Dafilochi chay be chalitza. You can have chalitza even when there's no yibum. Vezeh emes agamur. The kol chay be lavin chayav and al kapanim be chalitza minat Torah. Im kein lo adif hak machzik rishasa layab be yibum de chayav and al kapanim chalitza. Ule inyan yibum yelo din chay be lavin. Like kol Torah kula. Do I say the yibum docha so isa shol yibum? Minalacha le meimar. Lemelef kavachomer meatz mecha laosro tvei mechav yelavin amufurashim batora a kavachomer pricha the malabal shenetsra of shein sham I say lemidchi ha'isur mash ein kibiyim adesh I say biyibum vaday shari biyibum. Now, is it logical? Does it make sense what he's saying? Totally, right? It also provokes pushback. Like, you don't have to read that in the just give me one more minute. El vaday bara davar kashemesh. Well, it's an eclipse reference, you know. The ain iser b'machzir grushaso tvei mishar chay ve'lavin. Diminat Torah. Also, what the conclusion that he reaches now is very radical. But, namely, even though the Gemara says nothing about machzir grushaso being only drabanan potter meyibum, afilu b'machzir grushaso mitzat asei di yibum docha iser. Wow. B'davar zesha kasavnu hu be'er heitev. B'divrei HaRambam she'taknu, right? Zulas b'almanam en anesuin, sh'afilu min haTorah, asura b'yivam, makein lo mahani klal liftor ha'tzara, av l'gabe didon, nira poshut d'mahani, linin she'nin tzricha kalitza eleget. Ha'bola ka'bala ka'panim, meaning, according to the Taz, machzu grushaso, is like a regular chai be'lavin, and in bo'al el'akana, and that's pota the tzara. He's going to tell you in a second that actually it's easier to explain that bias that the bia asura is pota the tzara than that the chalitza of the psula lo is pota the tzara. That's, you know, putting everything on its head. The opposite of the Magi Mishnah. The Ein Kan Chai Ve Krisos, right? Ela Chai Ve Lavin, Kedushin Tov Simba, Al Kein Hava Ke Ishto Lezeh. It's only Chai Ve Lavin. The Zem Beduktok Belashan Aram, Shukosav Ho, Velo Konim in HaTorah. He does make the Diyuk, like the Magi Mishnah, obviously, but he's the first, I think, to spell it out, right? Ho, Velo Konim HaTorah, Kinyan Gomor, Lohut Ritzarasa. Mashma, Dav Kopanim Kinyan Ksas Yeshno. But again, the Taz makes the diuk in the Rambam, but his explanation, if you don't buy his explanation, then you need another explanation. Meaning, his explanation is the easiest and most innocuous if it's true, except who can believe that it's true? Meaning, for him, the Kinyan Taz is, it's exactly like Chai Ve'lavin. Right? But no, what he's saying is perfectly logical. Right? And totally unacceptable. No one can read the Rambam or the Gemara and think that Masu Grushaso is like Chai Ve'lavin and that it is only it's Atu B'Rishona. But meanwhile, is he the first one historically? I don't know. To say that, you know, Kinyan, Gomor, Kinyan, you know, probably it's implicit in the Magen Mishnah already. Then the Magen Mishnah is applying it in a funny way also with the Ma'agar to Tzara. But the Taz is reading the Rambam that way, which is great. Right, but the specifics. Sorry, I'm going to finish up in 5 more minutes. The Hainu al derech shezacharnu, the Einat Zricha Chalitza Laget. Avogabe Tzara Lo Mani Klal. Al zeh masik v'amar chutzim masik rishaso. V'ave kamo sharchai v'ilavim. Aval dover zeh pashur. Bim avar hayavim v'boal masik rishaso shalachim. V'kona v'tzarasa p'tura. V'lo garmi lavin ha-mifurashim v'atara. Kol zeh nira barur. Wow. Kivin de b'deraisa, shari liyebo, melad rabbanan, atushniya, alkein lo zachar ramam kla masik rishaso linyan avar bala, el inyan heter l'chatkila. The Abbasvirle, the Lomahani, I feel over a ball. I don't lichlo, did Maxuka Shasso, it's all one of many suin, the Lomahani, I feel the Bidiabe. Meaning, okay, you get it. You got the idea. Ella, Borur, Hadabar, Lo Hisker, El Idin, the Chatkila, Bene Afsha, Magad Mishnah, Kosov, Shazed, Domala, Manam, and Anisuin, nearly Delo Doc, the Nafoku. Right, he's being totally contemporary. Time of the year, the eclipse. Debia poteres hatzara velo chalitza. Right, that's an amazing, radical conclusion. The opposite, you know, of what seems to be the pshat in the Rambam. Even the Magid Mishnah thinks that the chalitza is poter the tzarasa. The bia is poteres atzma, but not the tzarasa. So the Magid Mishnah is saying the opposite. The einza derech emes klal, the other way. Hagam sheniftach bigdolim leiser mora lo yala o roshi the pashtan shel dvarim alam isasan morim kach el emes yadrichenu b'derech haemes, right, okay shenis b'meshu kasa magen mishu demasu grishasa tzarasa choletos and it's yademes that he thinks is also very, very difficult, meaning the tzara part. Right, I'm going to skip that whole discussion. And then he says, but he thinks it's the opposite. Okay. The oev, this last line is oev emes tassis nafsho bidrachim shazachar. Siyata d'shmaya. Okay, so I think this is an amazing taz. You know, for it's a very radical shita, and I think the arguments really identify, you know, in a very dramatic way what the issues are and what the Beit Shmuel and the Bach are arguing about. I'm just going to just. I still want to talk about the Karen Ora and the Avnei Miluim. Next time, before we get back to, but I do want to just take 1 minute. If we can just give me one more minute on the Note of Yehuda. So this is a Note of Yehuda that he really says a lot of what we said in the Rambam, most of it, and also I think in this broader idea. So what's the Note of Yehuda? There's also an exchange of son-in-law and father-in-law. V'shem chasan abachaber haTorah nihamufla yanik v'chachim. Right, Grub Zalman. Yeah, okay. Ben Aluf HaNagid VaHaNadiv. Okay. Anyway, the first part is just interesting discussion. The son-in-law has a whole discussion about mitzvah, but when do you say mitzvah b'Aveira, when don't you say mitzvah b'Aveira? Okay, Midrabanans, Aveira Drabanan and a mitzvah d'Oraisa, Aveira d'Oraisa and a mitzvah d'Rabanan. You know, okay. Trying to, you know, be kovea some of these categories. So then, that's, you know, interesting in its own right. Then he says, listen, good, good, good. All good. You know, when do you say mitzvah baba veira? Then he says, on the bottom, avo bezek koshali lahavin. Right? And then some abbreviations, I'm not sure of all of them. The haba something, something. And then he turns to the, you know, to the father-in-law. Arava gon per Yisrael, Asher mevarer kol dover hakasha. Right, we can use this for, you know, next Purim maybe. Kilo nitna lemoshe mipi agvura, Torah hi velumad ani tzarech. Al perishava hariva b'masechet chulin. Kuf mem aleph. Right, the hiksha hayantef asay velosa asay, the tirits nehide lo dachi miyum avar lo salav ein aloke. The halo dachi, hainu mishum ase, aval alav, kemanda leisa, and so on. Well, yes, daiti, amuk perusho, the sof sof, kivin de ein ase doche los ase, vi ase, Afim avar v'yasa ha'asei ha'ba mitzvah b'aveira v'asa aveira d'oraisa gabi mitzvah d'oraisa v'zal lo mo'el l'kula alma. Right? And he should be lokeh. V'li'ani yazdaiti mitzvah l'tartza. So again, he's turning to the father-in-law, ha'misabek ba'afar raglov talmido. Muchan l'pkudaso u'mishmarto. Right? Mishmeres ha'levi'im. Hakatan Yosef Zalman. Okay. So basically, in a nutshell, what he's asking is, how could Tosis and Chulin say that, you know, Ase, Eina Docha Los Ase B'Ase, but there's no Malkus, meaning him Avar B'Yasa, then it'll work. Why isn't that Mitzvah Baba Beira? So again, I don't want to get into that so much now. It's like one of those famous, this question, this relationship between Ase, Docha, and Eina Ase Docha, you know, and Mitzvah Baba Beira is a question, as far as I know, that was first asked in the Rishonim by Rav David Bonfil, as far as I know. And that isn't in Sugim Psachim Lef Lamed Hei, Matzah Shel Tevel. And he has an interesting answer. And then the Achronim, like, you know, picked it up, like, you know, as you can imagine, like wildfire. You know. Why do we even say Ase Dochalos Ase, frankly? You can ask it on Ase Dochalos Ase, why is that Mitzvah Baba Beira? They're like, you know, everybody wants it, like speaking about Mitzvah Baba Beira, you know. So this is like one of those questions, like the Minchas Kedishah Gzariah, I think it's in Lamed Gimel, really speaks about it a lot, and then the Minchas Chinuch, and like everybody wants to get in on this particular action. It's one of these questions, like you know, it's wrong. Like there's this is not Mitzvah Baba Beira. I say Dochalos, I say it's not Mitzvah Baba Beira. Okay, I don't think the question is if you have to figure out the formulation. More than it is that, like, you're going to lose sleep over the question, I think. But anyway. So the Nota Behuda first says, you know, nice things about the son-in-law. Dvar chatania torania mufla, dvar misharim lechonim, divretam, begishu shini asugyas, mili mal yusa. Anyways. But then he says, gama kusha shehikshal tosvos, chulin, he doesn't say, just makes it, Tzorich Nagar or Bar Nagar, you know, that's a really good question. But then what he does say, which is important to us, very critical to us, he says, after all, you know, what Tosas says is problematic. I mean, this idea that Avar B'Asa would work, that part of it, you know, he says, I'm not going to get to the Mitzvah Baba Vera part. You know, at least not here, I'm sure maybe elsewhere he does. He said, but, you know, this idea that in Avar B'Yasa, you know, Tosa says in Chulin would work, he says, that seems to be a stira gemura. This is what I've been looking for, not all my life, but I was looking for it for a while before I saw this one in Yehuda, from our Gemara in Yevamos. V'raya l'davar, shebamokam shen adin nosein sheyidche, afilo Avar B'Yasa lo kiyim ha'asei klal, v'masha amar b'Yevamos tafchaf. Right? He's not saying that's me did mitzvah baba beira, but isn't Tosus in Chulin, shouldn't they have a problem with our Gemara in Yevamos? V'amnam b'sugadu d'yibamos hol v'ani osek ba. Right, nobody can just, you know, just encounter yibamos and then leave. He says lo ani chena b'lo chidush tahatzel harambam batur mi'asagas harashal. Meaning the problem of mitzvah sase. He says avol ke'etn yos edaiti l'halitz ba'ad ariba. So he has one suggestion. Oh, maybe it could be b'chalek between whether the mitzvah, kana harisha tzorek mitzvah, velo etzama mitzvah, esaka mitzvah is a kisui, we don't need to get into that. There are chilukim that you could make. Good. Aval kushyoscha mitzad mitzvah, habab aveira kosha, shal kopanim, right, isn't that against our sugya? Vanir lefinas daiti kasher atzia divrei haramam v'divrei marshal. Mashi ishu lehalitz badaramam mimela gam divrei riva. So then he quotes all the Rambams, and what bothers him is what bothers. It could be the Yom Shlomo was the first, you know, to, again, the notes of Caleb and the Rambam don't ask this question, but the, like, how does the Rambam say that mitzvah saseh is, you know, avar v'yibim kana? Let's just finish this now. But, so he says, no ros niflesi b'divar abedu agal. Again, very inspirational writing. To be gemar mavur beheja filo chavei lav in greda imi daraisa lahoisa aseh dochalos aseh afilo avar bole alo kana. In Rav Gidel, you see from Rav Gidel that avar lo kana lekach masik shehu beemes rakzeved rabbanan. That's when the Gemara goes back. B'chol zeh b'chayvi laven aval chayvi asay she'ein asay dochalos asayim came to the rice lo chazi b'vadeim bala lo kana k'moshu kasav benu agad lo biatzmo about asay v'laven amana minan nesuin. After shami katarti lo asay v'yasay b'koko ma b'kach. Hello, Gamma say, Greater lo nidches mipnei asay. Hesi li, shabi aldusi, kodim shazachisi, liros, or bahir, right? Shayotzala or biamenu, a yamso shloma, yavamos, niskashesi, biatzmi, bidivrabenu. He looked at this Rambam and he couldn't believe it, right? And he was looking around like when nobody earlier asked this question. Acharkak zachisi to read the Marshal, except the Marshal just reinforced the question. Right, venirli kamosh ani kamosh eno kona bebia, says the marshal. Right, coin gadol amana min anisuin lapatzu tzarasu huadin chayv yaseh lechud kigon beula lecoin gadol kigon darisha v'sheni demitzri lo kamosh kasev aram b'tema mosh kasev bein maishna bein achseh v'lo lechayv elavin yaseh halo shneim eno molim liyibam b'daraisa the efshe to sov aramim the chayv yaseh olim liyibam b'daraisa. Marshall basically asks a question and gives up hope. Okay. Vani Omer, Divra Abeinu Ru'uyim Elav. Right? Udivarav Divrei Torah. The Poshet Lom B'Kol Hashas She'in Aseh Dochalo. I say, Atu Yeshlanu Esen Limud Alze. Bishum Akom Lomatzino the Chachamin Shalomdu, Bishum Drasha. But Emes Yoradarko Shumitana Svara. Hayase, Hayase, Mayoma, the two Gemaras in Psachim and Chulin. The Chemifur is the Hedge of Chulin Kutmema. Bamina Alderech, Sheheshav Rabbi Yoshua, Rablazim Bezvachim. You have this like famous exchange in the Mishnah and Zvachim. Like if you have Nitanim Ba'arba, which get mixed up with Nitanim Ba'echad, like in the amount of, you know, Matonos Dam, it's like, you know, what do you do, Baltosif or Baltigra? So he said, Sheval Taisa Adiv, Efshar Minatorib, Emes Abre Rabia. So that's what he says here also. Rahokanami, Shneimit Sase Lefanenu, Sheval Taisa Adiv, the Efshar Minatora, Shiyib Sheval Taisa, or Efshar Minatora, Emes Abre Rabiado, Kim Shishneim Mitzah Sase. Right, two deos that he has. Vase dochalos ase beinan kra. Demis los ase chomer miase, like the Gemara says in Yevamos and Avzayin. Afo bikeno koponim midrabanan vadai sheena docha mitam. At least midrabanan, he's going to go back to thinking, which the Pashto said, it's daraisa. Vina filo neima shagam bidin Torah doverzes, far lios and shemates amnam, al koponim mitam mayoma, because of mitchila koda makiyum. Avalamavar viasa, asa. The name of Sheyokshav ki ilo lo kiem velo kani evento davarzu hu tafel beli melach. Shari gam ipcha gam kein amrina. My own on the other way. Right? So this is basically what you're suggesting. Then he says, Omei ata kol div rabbeinu shririn v'kayamin u'mesudarin v'masha kosam el-adin oyeshe yisiyavmu hinei im amina keofen asheni shakasavti. Okay, that's you know, whether or not it's, you know, beyond a liver, or that's okay. You work that up. I want to skip to the end. That once we'll finish for today. But lo tachshov shal kapanim. Okay, no bone. Sorry, we'll go a little earlier. Me'ata gam divrei riva nichonim shekim shekim a mitzvah in a lokal alav. That's not mitzvah baba beira or anything like it, because it's my uma mehai mehai. So it's shevel taisa adiv. But you know that certainly isn't something that should be ma'akev the kiyum mitzvah, if that's what you think it is. Shekim shalav kemandaleisa nisha rakase vasei amina mayuma ki hech lo mitzvah mitzvah babavera, and so on. Oh, then he says, velo tachshov, this is the key line, Shal kapanim, a Rambam cholek also. Do you know for sure, what does the Rambam hold about the Riva? Okay. Yeah, the Mali Tosis already argue about it, even with the Tosis itself, as I mentioned. And that's what the Mishnah Malach and others are. Not so terrible if the Rambam disagrees with this Riva. But the Notabi Yehuda wants to say he could even hold like this Riva, which is another way of saying everything that we've analyzed, and the sugya, it's the question that he asked before. Isn't the sugya Yevamos and the Psak of the Rambam both against the Riva in Chulin? Yeah? So you can make other chilukim for sure. So he says, Sharam of Alocha Yon Aleph Kasav, Amanam and Nisun Lokana, Shemid Araisa Lerami Kameh. Yishom Ad Shaini Sham, Da Rechmana Kasav Yevimto, Lerabos Shiesh Ola Lechalitza Veina Ola Leibum. The Hechad Rachmana Gali Behedja Sheina Ola Leibum, Pshita Shimba Lokana. The Narabuda is saying, exactly. Again, I don't know whether you need. The Rambam doesn't mention, although the Bahag, does, that Limaskana, the Drasha of Rav Gidel applies to Asei Balav, right? And it's hard to know, again, what he thinks about Masu Grishaso, the Bach. But what he's basically saying is, Shaini Yibum, and if it isn't based on Rav Gidel, it's reflected by Rav Gidel, namely that things that are my umma, or ase balab, it's ase dochalos ase, and there's just left an ase, and call it Torah kula, right? That is not going to apply necessarily in Yibum. Ulahachi shambi yavdamos betchilos asuga kisharot shalamelif gam chavi lab and greda miyavemto shaper hiksha mibadatanya and balu kanu ulbesof demasik shehumid rabbanon al kapanim tzrichan al farish ama koi. Krod Amar Yevemto, Matosis Kalsusham the Krod Itzrich Lekai Veyase Ula Amanim in Anisuin. Amnam Lefi Masha Kasabdu, the Chai Veyase Ein Din Shein Adocha Rak Mita Mayoma, Upshita Shein Azika Nidka, Utzricha Chalitza, Shre Shaper Karina Baola Leibam, Shem Baal Kano, the Sova Ramad and Makmina Krom, the Staber Tvei, Al Amanim in Anisuin, Shiesh Baase Velosa Ase, the Goli Rachmana Beibam Beheja Shein Ola Leibam. So again, it doesn't matter to me so much. The Rambam doesn't quote Rav Gidel, but the bigger point is that there are numerous indications in the Rambam, or just the Hava Mina Rav Gidel, or the other Deos, that Yibum, you want to say it like the Rajma, however you want to say it, doesn't really make a difference. Right? But again, it's this Yisod, that what's true in Kol HaTorah Kula, is structured in Yibum. So whether that, is Basu Grishaso, for the Beis Shmuel's understanding of the Rambam, Pashas of the Rambam, anyway, or it's, Tumah Ke'erva, or it's Sapek Kevadai, expressing itself in that way, or it is the status of ase valav or ase, relative to Kol HaTorah Kula, what emerges again is this very expansive evidence, that with a lot of details where you draw the line, but the Yibum is different. In its clash, with Isurim or situations, then call it Torah. So the Karen Ora also goes in this direction, as we'll see. But some of these things. So I want to just talk about the Karen Ora quickly, and the Avni Miluim, and then I want to go back to. I still want to finish to say a few words about the Suin and Machzik Rishaso, and then Sota. Malkus and Sota, and then we'll start talking more about other cases of Chalitza, although again, we've seen quite a bit. Just as you should look at all the Gemaras that, the things that we've already seen, but also all the Gemaras that quote Rav Gidel Amarav, and the expansion of Rav Gidel Amarav, and also just things that we've seen in the beginning of the year. Everything, things that we've seen, we'll talk about. Nida and Noderes and and Tznai and Nida, you know, in the other way, with Nasra, without Nasra, but also the things that we alluded to earlier, like Muberes, the Sigan Lamed Hei. Look at the Balei Tosas, Tosa Rosh, Ramban, the Rajba, you know, the Ritva there. But the Gemara is on Gimel and Chaf and Lamed Tes about Kola Ola. And then I'll give you also to look at that, you know, Yerushalmi. Also, the Meiri is very important. On page 82 and 84, there's two different formulations. The Ramban on Chaf and Chaf on the base, and the Tshuva Sarajma we already saw above Chaf Aleph, about, you know, whether or not Rav Gidel, or the din, let's say, of Chalitza B'liyibum is Drabanan or Daraisa. So, yeah, we'll talk about more of these cases moving forward. Okay, so that's the next three things to discuss in the next few days. Sorry to go back.